had a meeting yesterday at the club, and I just felt he'd done exactly what we wanted to do. And you know, I think you sit down and you go, what more has he got to do, really? He's done exactly what we thought he might do, which is just get that little bit extra out of the players we've got. He's got the results, so I can't see anybody else who can really come in and do a job much better than that, to be honest.
Was there a temptation, though, to wait until the new year when you originally said you would?
There was, but I think I've seen enough with the results, and also with the way the lads are playing for him. You know, there's a spark there that wasn't there before, and you know, I'm delighted with the way that they're responding to him. So if that's the case, a few games going to matter? And it does set it up nice. It means we can sit down and look at what we need for January to take us through to the end of the season.
Was that also a key factor as well, thinking about the window that's going to reopen soon? You need to be planning for that.
Yeah, I mean, we have been planning for it, but it must have been difficult for him, in a frame of mind, have I got the job, have I not? So by doing this now, we're just going to confirm what we're doing, and hopefully he'll be, you know, it's a nice Christmas present for him and the fans.
Has he surprised you?
No, not really. I saw quite a lot in him. I think he surprised himself in the way he's approached games. I think he's been brave, which is what we've always asked of the manager. We want him to be brave at home and play some flowing football. And you know, the way he's got the team playing, it's superb. His overall attitude is fantastic. He really has, you know, grabbed the bull by the horns and said, right, you know, I want to go out there and make my mark. And you know, you've got to be impressed with that.
Does he have to get the team promoted this season?
I'd like him to. I think all the fans would. You know, we're not taking that for granted. There's a lot of hard work. But I think with him at the helm, he's not going to let the players do anything but that. So I think with him there, it gives us a great chance.
Indeed. What about his number two? Have you decided on who will be his assistant?
No, I'm going to leave that to him, and I don't think he's in too much of a rush. Tony's doing a great job in there assisting with him, but Tony is head of youth, and it's important he concentrates on that. We've got some great youth players coming through, and it's a crucial time for them. But Tony's going to be there, you know, to support him, and Tony's done a fantastic job. I'm delighted with his approach to it as well. He's Scunthorpe through and through. And he's also got Muzza there and Dawson to help him out. So I think he's got enough support. It's just he'll decide when he wants a number two, or even if he needs a number two.
Does he know who he wants at this stage?
I don't think so. None of us do. We're just focusing on the games now and going forward. And, you know, like I say, Tony is there. Nothing really going to change. So we'll just carry on until that decision is made.
Why does Tony have to go back to his job as youth team coach?
It's part of our the policy, and it's part of the requirements in Category 3 that we have a full-time youth development officer and coach and manager, and that's what Tony is. And he can't do both jobs. He's got to be full-time on the youth. So, you know, that is our priority. The youth is our priority at the minute, and he's done such a great job and been working with them that we're not going to change that at this minute in time. I'm not saying that might not change at the end of the season or after that, but at this moment in time he's there helping, assisting where he can, Russ, as are the rest of the coaches, and that's how it will remain.
I've seen some speculation linking Cliff Byrne with the assistant's job. Is there anything in that? Has there been any questions asked on that front?
No, not really. I mean, Cliff came and did a job for us, and we're delighted with his attitude. He's got a lovely attitude. And again, that really isn't a decision I'm going to be making. It's one that Russ will be making. And I'm sure Cliff, being Scunthorpe through and through, will be certainly someone that we'd like back at the club in one way or another in the future, whether that's this season or next season, I don't know. But that's a decision that will be made, you know, at the appropriate time.
Is it a possibility, though, that he could become assistant?
I can't answer that for you, because in the end, that's down to Russ.
Of course.
I mean, there's lots of people in there. You could say everybody who's coming back.
Fair enough.
You know, his ex-Scunthorpe could have a chance of being an assistant. At this minute, we're not changing anything. We're enjoying the way things are going, and we're just going to carry on the way we're going right away through to the end of the season. I hope that will carry through us to a promotion.
Financially, Peter, what backing will you give your new manager?
Well, we've always already identified a few players. We're certainly not going to be worrying about whether we're short of a few pennies to sign a particular player. We just hope that whoever wants to come will come. We have targeted two or three that would improve the side. And the money will be there for him. So, I can't see the money shortage being a problem in January. It will just be who we want. And to be honest, the team has been playing very, very well at the minute. It probably will only be if some of the loans don't stay or we have to change a few positions. But as far as I'm concerned, we're ready for that January transfer window. And if we need one player or we need three players, the money will be there.
Have you made any offers for players at this stage?
No, we haven't discussed any other players. I mean, we've not gone and talked to them because some of them were with clubs at the minute, so it will be inappropriate. But as soon as the January window opens, we'll be there doing our best to improve the current side.
Sure. But this gives a great stability to everybody at a key time of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's always difficult when you lose your manager, and it's always a difficult decision to decide to let a manager go when you're so close to the Christmas period. But, you know, Russ has done a great job. We've had a couple of breaks. We've come back and we've maintained a level of performance that we've got to be delighted with. And yeah, it's nice to go into the Christmas period with some solidity and know that when we come into the January window, we have a manager in place. So, yeah, that's all part of it. But in the end, it's down to Russ's success and the way he's approached the position. And obviously, I'm delighted with that.